Hello, hello. This is Debbie from One Day, One Mother. This is my first podcast. Again, Debbie from One Day, One Mother. My first podcast. Every family has a story. Welcome to ours. Today I'm going to talk about losing a child. My story. My pain and my journey. Someone may ask, can you ever get over the loss of a child? I don't think so. Losing a child is one of the most painful experiences in my life. I will never get over the death and loss of my beautiful daughter. I will survive it, but I will never get over my child's death. The different reactions when a parent lost a child. My reactions after the death of my child, my reaction when I received that call that my daughter is dead, I was in disbelief. I was confused. I was in denial. I had intense shock. I was in pain. I was sad. I was angry. I felt guilt. I had fear. There's certain coping strategies that I've been using. The first one is prayers. I pray every second. I pray thanking God for giving me the strength. I pray thanking Him for allowing me to spend those beautiful days with my daughter. I thank Him for allowing me to share my story to the world. I do exercise. I do hiking. I run sometimes. Sometimes I just decide to dance. I write journals. I've been writing. When I'm in pain, when I'm sad, I take a piece of paper and I'll start to write. I've been attending groups of parents who've lost their kids, grieving families. I've been receiving support, emotional, spiritual, supports from my friends and family members. There's a question that sometimes people ask, is there a timeline for grieving? Is there a timeline for grieving? My answer is no. There's not a specific timeline to grieve. Grief comes in every moment in our lives. Grief comes like a wave. It's like when you're at the beach or you're by the ocean and you see the wave coming. That's how grief comes to me. Sometimes I feel guilty when I'm happy. Let's say I'm somewhere in a party. I'm somewhere just being happy. That happiness will trigger my grief. I'll start thinking of my daughter. I'll start saying, oh, I wish she was here with me at this party. I wish she was here with me traveling. I wish she was here with me experiencing new things. I wish she was here to see where I've been ever since she left. You start to think of stories that you wish you were able to share with your child. Oh, you want to talk about birthdays? When it's her birthday, I cry. And on that same day, I'm happy because my daughter and my son, they both have the same birthdays, but they are 10 years apart. So I'm happy celebrating my son's birthday. That same day, I'm crying. I'm feeling sad that my daughter is not here for both of them to celebrate their birthdays. When I listen to music that I knew she loved, I cry. When I see photographs of her, sometimes I cry. When I'm driving, passing areas that we used to drive together, I cry. When I hear of graduation songs, I cry. When I smell something that reminds me of her, let's say a perfume, I cry. Holidays, no matter what holidays, I cry. It hurts. It hurts. This is my story. I've been seeking help, and the tips I use, I seek counseling. I learn new hobbies. Doing a podcast is a new hobby to me. This is my first podcast, and I want to share my story. My story here is to talk about the death of my child. Crying sometimes helps me. Do not compare your grief with other grieving parents. Do not. Because we all grieve differently. Again, there's no timeline for grieving. I recalled a friend told me once, after my daughter passed away, this person, I would not even call this person a friend anymore. Because this person kept on telling me, you should stop crying. You cried so much. When are you going to stop all this? It hurts. Again, there's no timeline for grieving. To every parent going through the loss of a child, my prayers are with you. I know exactly how you feel. The tips that I've taken to help me consult myself sometimes. I take one day at a time. I honor my child. I mourn her every time I feel like to mourn. I tell stories about my child. And that's why I started this podcast. That's why I have a YouTube channel, which is called One Day, One Mother. I talk to other grieving parents. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to be with my child. I thank Him every second. When I get up in the morning, the first thing I say is, thank you, God, for today. And I am begging you for tomorrow. There's so many things I've learned going through the loss of my child. What I know now, psychotherapy is very important. Psychotherapy is a treatment of a behavior disorders, mental illness, or any other condition by psychological means. Losing my child, I experienced it, and I still experience it till today. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. I used to think it was just for our veterans. I used to think it's just for someone who went to war. But after the loss of my child, I realized, oh, I am experiencing sadness, anxiety, nightmares, unwanted memories, depression, pain. Counseling? I am loving counseling. You can attend counseling by just reading the Bible, the scriptures in the Bible, by talking to someone who can help you, by talking to friends. Counseling focuses on specific issues and designed to help in a particular situations. It has helped me a lot, and I will recommend it to other parents going through a loss of a child. It is well. I hope my message can help someone. I hope my message will let you know you are not alone. We are in this together. This is our new norm. This is our new lifestyle. Because my life changed the day my daughter passed away. It will never be the same. And I know this same goes to other parents out there. Other parents, other mothers listening to me today. Our lives will never be the same. Thank you for listening. Please do not forget to comment, share my story, subscribe so you will never miss my podcast. This is again my first time. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And I thank God for allowing me to be able to tell you about my story. 3 years ago, I never dreamt I was going to be able to sit and talk to others about my experience. But here I am today. So let's do this together. Again, Debbie from One Day, One Mother, Odom. Every family has a story. Welcome to ours. Thank you.